Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kevin Jordan. Kevin T. Jordan, address is 1277 Howard Drive, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-680-5746, ID is XXX XX1726, date of birth 12-11-1963, 57-year-old, married, disabled a man. Insurance is Anthem, Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico, 530-332-1749. New paragraph. This is addressed to Dr. Terrence Foster, M.D., Two 74 Cohasset Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95926-2236, phone 530-809-1283, fax 530-897-3758. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation in continuity of care, subpac rape referral from Dr. Joel Rothfeld, R-O-T-H-F-I-E-L-D, Ph.D., M.D., neurology, for continued treatment and care of seizure disorder. Current complaints, some cognitive impairment, below that should say chronic fatigue, subparagraph, infrequent brief recurrent seizures, current medications, Lamictal, duloxetine, paragraph. New complaints. Sleepwalking without recollection following seizure activity at night. Dear Dr. Foster and professional colleagues, Kevin Jordan was seen initially in June of 2021 for evaluation and continued treatment of his seizure disorder. At that time, new paragraph, at that time, he was taking duloxetine 30 milligrams once daily and 60 milligrams once daily with lamotrigine, three tablets in the morning, four tablets in the p.m., originally prescribed by Dr. Rothfield, 25 milligrams, two tablets in the a.m., new paragraph, topiramate, 25 milligrams, up to twice daily for breakthrough seizures. He's reported no other medications. New paragraph. He gave a past medical history of alcoholism with sobriety for many years. New paragraph. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident in 1983, suffering a severe traumatic brain injury for which he developed a post-concussive epilepsy, which is currently being treated fairly well. New paragraph, he has a history of dysomnia and was evaluated with a sleep study by Dr. Verma. Those records are being requested. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain was completed on May 4th, 2022, and shows evidence for remote contusions in the right frontal and right temporal lobes, with some minor paraventricular ischemic white matter changes due to microangiopathic disease, but no evidence of hippocampal volume loss that would be implicated in progressive degenerative dementia. New paragraph, he also completed and returned the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health, reporting dysomnia with trouble in controlling his ruminative thinking at bedtime, daytime sleepiness, difficulty with sleep initiation. New paragraph, he reported at least moderate fatigue, feeling exhausted, without energy, too tired to do household chores, needing to rest during the day. New paragraph, he had a reduction in his positive affect and well-being, recognizing a reduction in his sense of life purpose, life meaningfulness, life balance, life interest, and feeling lovable. He He reported reduced self-confidence, peacefulness, living life to the fullness, close to his ideal, good self-control of thoughts, reduced sense of self-hope. New paragraph, his cognitive function showed some impairment with reduced organizational skills, recollection without self-cues, trouble remembering what to do, forgetting what to do when he entered a room, name recollection, clarity of thinking, sluggish thinking, reduced attention, reduced concentration, trouble with decision making. New paragraph, he reported some symptoms of moderate anxiety with situational worries, physical health worries, difficulty with sleeping. New paragraph. He reported no symptoms of depression. New paragraph. He reported up to moderate symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol, trouble controlling his temper, behavior, speaking without thinking, feelings of anger. No history of threatened violence. He displayed variable and more than moderate reductions in his ability to participate in social roles and activities, with reduced socialization with friends, reduce activities meeting people's expectations, limited ability to visit, He reported reduced satisfaction in his social roles and activities. With reduced satisfaction in the ability of work he could do, such as household chores and tasks, to do things for his family, ability to meet the needs of others depending upon him, reduced satisfaction with current level of activities, social activities, he did not report any upper or lower extremity motor dysfunction. New paragraph. While he blames himself for his problems, rarely, he denied any sense of self-stigmatization. New paragraph. Comprehensive laboratory studies were completed in April of 2022. and demonstrated elevated methylmalonic acid and homocysteine values consistent with B12 deficiency disorder. His TSH was also elevated, consistent with hypothyroidism. Hemoglobin and hematocrit levels were elevated. Serum folate was subphysiologic. Morning cortisol level was subphysiologic at 2.3. His 25-hydroxyvitamin D level was subphysiologic, seriously, at 9. Parenthesis 30-100, normal. New paragraph. Today, I reviewed with him his current clinical symptoms, including fatigue and dysomnia, and in consideration for further evaluation and treatment, we will do the following. Number one, I'm initiating him on B12 injection therapy at least once a week for the next 6 weeks. Subparagraph, we will follow up on his methylmalonic acid and homocysteine values. New paragraph, he'll be initiated on a daily multiple vitamin for men over 50 and ergocalciferol 50,000 unit capsules weekly. New paragraph. Additional laboratory testing will be completed, including 24-hour urine, free and total cortisol levels, and iron studies, considering further genetic testing, new paragraph. We will obtain the diagnostic evaluation studies from Dr. Verma in consideration for further evaluation of dysthymia, since he did report that he may have sleep apnea. New paragraph, there's certainly a great deal, a number of things here that can be improved, that would improve his general physical and cognitive symptoms that I would anticipate improving in the next several months. New paragraph, we discussed this at length. New paragraph, I would not readjust his anticonvulsant levels yet, considering the fact that he may improve substantially with adjustments of his treatment and nutritional regimen. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.